this is the BNB Elections Committee meeting, January 18th, 2010. And this is Bill Crozier calling the meeting to order. Wendy is going to be acting secretary.
Yeah, Bill, fading way out. You're fading in and out, Bill.
Okay, Wendy, do you have the names of everybody on the committee?
Oh, man, I just knew you had that.
Well, let me call who I think is on the call, and then if anybody else is on, we'll let them identify themselves. Bill Crozier, I'm here. Wendy Sherrell.
Here.
Okay. Sean Casey O'Brien.
Present.
Wesley Bethune. Wesley,
here.
You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Anthony Best.
I'm here.
Carolyn Burton. Carolyn?
Yes, here.
Okay, is there anybody else on the call who's a member of the committee that I didn't call their names? Okay, well, just the record, I don't believe we have quorum, but if we get somebody else on,
Bill?
Yes.
Can you please call Arlene Engelhart?
I don't have her number.
No, she's on the call.
Oh, I'm sorry, okay.
Just acknowledge that she's here. Our new executive director is on the call.
Yes, right. Thank you, Arlene.
Thank you so much for being here, Arlene.
Yes, we appreciate you joining our committee meeting. So we don't have a quorum, so we won't be able to vote on anything unless we officially until we do that. But I'd like to go ahead and continue with what we kind of started last month. We were collecting a list of problems and suggestions dealing with the elections from the 2009. And I sent out a report to all of you yesterday, and so what I'd like to do is go through that and see if there's any changes you want to make, because I'd like to submit that to the PNB and to Arlene, and also get with Les Radke when he has time to go over it also. So does everybody have that in front of them?
I got it from you, John. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Well, the first part is just sort of an introduction. Any comments on that and suggestions?
I thought the whole thing was great.
Yeah, outside of the fact that you did a wonderful job on the whole thing, man.
I'm sure I left out some things.
Yeah, I'm looking for the one sentence that did throw me. I should have marked it. Let me see here.
While we're looking, let me just kind of go through section by section, and then we can just go back and pick out anything that you want. Then I have a big section on staff and membership lists, and I hope I didn't overemphasize that, but that seemed like from discussions over and over again last year, and even in 2008, that seemed to be the biggest ongoing problem. So I decided to list some of the problems that it causes. I hope that's mostly obvious, but sometimes people are only focusing on one or two things at a time. And then suggestions. I'm not sure I was really specific enough to be that helpful to Arlene in terms of what might be done, but if you think we should be more or less specific about what to do about it, please speak up.
Any specifics you can offer will be helpful. And I had an email from Ricardo, saying, hey, Arlene, I think this is the next big thing to jump into. And I emailed him back yesterday saying, I agree with you, but I have to get through, the planning and whatever for the trip to Washington, along with all of the issues that are involved with that. And then I'll try to jump into it just as soon as I get back here, which will be the second week of February.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you my personal opinion, just from listening to everybody when we talked about all the stations. It seems like every station has problems with the staff list, and every station has at least some problems with the member list, although that's more variable. And I'm not sure I know that our station managers are always really busy with all kinds of other priorities, but it seems like this gets forgotten about until it's time for elections, and then the national election supervisor and the local election supervisor has to rush around and do all this extra work very quickly at the last minute, and so things don't get done right or at all sometimes, and there's errors, and it just seems like this should be something is not just for elections, but it's really important for a nonprofit organization. I'm not sure how to say
that.
There's different things needed at each station, though. But were you going to say something, Wendy?
That was Arlene.
Okay.
I just started to say that that's the impression that I've been given, that that's probably the biggest single problem.
Yeah, and what I liked, Bill, about what you said is this needs to be something that is ongoing. We have to start it now, and it shouldn't be left till just the last minute when there's so much political infighting because we're getting ready for an election. And it's something that doesn't just affect elections, which I really thought you laid out well. So this should be an ongoing, and we really got to hit people on this. Keeping the lists up to date and with correct information should not be put off on our local election supervisors just before an election. So whatever it takes to do that, I'm all for that.
Right, and from what I gathered, KPFT may have had fewer problems than most of the other stations, but we still had problems too. I think about a quarter of our staff did not get ballots. This is the unpaid staff. Most of them are unpaid, and we have about 200, and there were only about 150 staff ballots, I believe, something like that, sent out. Now, a few of them got listener ballots. Some of them told me that. And some of them, one of the candidates didn't even get ballots, and none of the people on his show got ballots. but obviously they verified he was eligible to be a candidate. that just kind of shows you there's things that can be fixed if there's but we need to figure out what sort of attention needs to be put on it. I guess Carolyn wins the prize for her station for for the membership database. I don't know. Do you want to say anything, Carolyn, about suggestions?
Mm-hmm.
Carolyn?
You still there?
I think she went off to make some phone calls and hasn't returned yet.
Okay. Well, I guess we can come back to her. So anybody else have any comments on the membership and staff list issues? Oh, yeah, I was going to say, this has been a problem every election, I think. Is that right?
Hey, Bill.
Yes, Wendy.
I don't know if ever, but Otis McClay has written a database for us that's the staff database that each station will have access to. We would ask every person that's on the air to go to this particular web page. They'll have a login. I guess they could put their information in there. This is an amazing, another amazing thing, like that Otis wrote. Like he wrote the program database for the calendar that reminds us all of these meetings. There is going to be an option that we need everybody to help their stations on the ball in to get all their programmers to go onto this website and put their information in.
I want to add to what Wendy's saying. We've been having a problem at KPFK because of what they call collectives, and some of these collectives are made up of 40 and 50 people, and there is real concern when it comes to the staff lifts if many of these people are actually working on staff and aren't there in name only. So we really have to, and we began looking into this early last year. There was a number of suggestions about how to deal with this, but this problem still exists about these collectives that grow to enormous numbers right before an election, and we still haven't resolved that problem.
Well, I think the idea with Otis's online database is that people input their information, and then, they'll still have to be okayed by, whoever supervises them on their show or the program director or somebody, but let's just at least get the people in there, and then we can argue about the rest.
When is that supposed to happen, Wendy?
I believe it's ready. I'm kind of reporting on this with only half the information, but we will make sure. I mean, this is actually one of the things I really care about, and so I can help nag people, even though I won't be on the board. So I think it's ready now.
Carolyn on the stack. I'm sorry I got knocked off.
Hi, Carolyn. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, I don't know if you addressed this while I was off, but Les Satke did have a very good plan for dealing with collectives, and that was that depending on the number of hours the program was on each month, each collective would get a certain number of votes, two maybe or four, whatever was appropriate, and they would have to decide among them who was going to cast those votes and not leave, and that part would not be decided by the election supervisors. Just the number of votes allotted to each collective would be determined by the supervisor, and that seemed to me to be very fair.
Carolyn, I want to be sure. Are we talking about what we talked about in the beginning of the year about the suggestion of a four-ballot cap on some of these collectives?
It may have been four. Yes, that may have been it. I didn't remember that phrase, but I think that's the idea.
That was an idea we brought forth,
yeah.
That if you really believe in collectives, let's have some collective decision-making and limit the number of ballots that each collective can have to, I think, three or four, and then let them collectively decide. Of course, there were great screams from certain collectives that this was anti-democratic, but in my estimation, if you believe in collectives, collective decision-making is part of that process. And, I'm just pulling something up on that. Yeah, it was a four-ballot cap.
Okay, but, you know, at the same time, the bylaws say if you work a certain number of hours. So, anyway, what we're trying to talk about right now is just how to keep track of this stuff. It will be, you know, other people that would veto or approve members.
Yeah, this is Bill again.
Yeah,
go ahead. Go ahead. I'll speak after you.
Oh, okay. I think, again, Les's point was to set up a formula and have everyone agree to it. And that was that 1 hour online was worth X number of hours in preparation. And so if you had a program that was on an hour a week and you had X number of hours of prep, let's say 3 hours or whatever it takes to produce a talk show, and fewer hours to produce a music show, and you multiply that by the number of on-air hours, you had the number of hours that someone was supposed to have worked. And maybe they did or did not work that much. Maybe they worked more, maybe less. And if you had two or three co-host, you know, then you have another issue. But I think setting up a formula and making that, rather than adjudicating every single show, you know, depending on how loudly people are arguing, makes a lot of sense.
Well, this is Bill. It may make sense. I just don't want to run us afoul of the bylaws and just create a lot more challenges down the road. But I would like to do something. One thing I think that seems reasonable, though, even if I'm not sure we can get agreement on a fixed number per collective. Maybe we can, but the other thing is, I think management should always know who's working at the station, and I mean they have multiple reasons for knowing that. And if somebody's name is supposedly on a show, and nobody can produce any documentation that says how many hours they worked or what they did, then you know that seems reasonable to. That they wouldn't deserve to get a ballot. I mean, you could put your dog down as a member of a collective, but presumably the dog's not really contributing significantly to the show. And so, you know, unless it's a show about dogs or something. But
I got a seeing eye dog on my show, okay?
But
no.
But anyway, I mean, just there might be some way. I guess my point is having an objective. Way of determining who's really contributing significantly. And, you know, I don't know, I know people don't like to log their hours. We have a terrible time of that at T, and I don't know how it is at other stations too, but the producer should be able to say what each person's doing.
Well, this was all addressed, if I may, when we and the PNB charged management with setting up a list of staff. And if staff members filled out a form, maybe once a month, I forget what we finally agreed to, what they did and who did it, and then have the producer sign off on it, and the department head for those stations that have department heads, because not all stations do, at the end of the year or the 3 months preceding the election, those pieces of paper could just be collected and and tallied up, and there wouldn't be, there shouldn't be an argument. But to let it go to the end is ridiculous. So I think that when management was charged with making up a list of unpaid staff members, that was one proposal, and that was never done. And then the other point is, as the judge in our New York case pointed out, management has the ultimate right to determine who's a staff member, no matter how many hours they work, and no matter what the bylaws say. If management says somebody is not, you know, a member, they're not a member.
Folks, I just found an old email that didn't die when my last computer died with some of the questions we were trying to answer with this motion. It's very short, if you don't mind if I just quickly read it. Each program collective identified and named at each station. How many members are in each collective? What percentage of airtime do these collectives represent? And what percentage of the staff elected does the collectives represent? Furthermore, if any of these collectives have a sudden spike in membership prior to the election, and if the collectives represent a disproportionate share of the staff electorate. Those were the main concerns that we wanted information on to see if there was, in fact, stuffing of staff lists, et cetera, et cetera. There you go.
Okay.
But that's what we were trying to ascertain.
Does anybody have any suggestions specifically that we want to change in this report in this section?
Let me pull that up.
Dealing with staff lists or member lists.
Yeah. Anthony here, I would suggest we not put in something along those lines of limiting collectives because I have concerns about the bylaws. I can say I've never been aware of any list packing at KPFA, and I think this is too controversial to put it into the report. I mean,
well, you raise a good point. What the bylaws say nothing about collectives. This is a this is a creation of certain political factions in order to control, which many people believe, myself included, in order to control staff elections.
Well,
I've never seen the word collective in the bylaws. You know,
the bylaws.
Lots of collectives.
The bylaws say one volunteer, one vote.
Yeah.
Or collectives. If you're in a collective, you get 4/5 of a vote or 2/5 of a vote.
Well, I have no problem with one-on-one if they're real staff members. But if these collectives are just a vehicle to stuff staff elections, and we've had those. I don't know about KPFA, but we've had those problems at KPFK, and that's why as a staff rep, you know, staff came to me and said, Sean, we got to deal with this. This is unfair to staff, you know?
Then you deal with it through the election supervisor and your general manager who has to okay these people. We can't put it in our report. The bylaws say what they say.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
And there's legitimate collectives.
Well, I'd like to know, what is a legitimate collective?
Excuse me, there was an issue, Anthony, at KPFA, as I recall, because there was a question of 15 members of a collective to produce a show that went on 1 hour a month, which Lemlin had not allowed to be on for 3 months. They wanted 15 ballots.
What collective was that? That
I don't remember, but I remember it created a big stink about 2 or 3 years ago. And Les ruled, I forget how he ruled on it, but I don't remember it distinctly because that raised the issue. So I think we should put it in here and then let it be adjudicated, you know?
If it goes back that far, I might not have known about it. But in all the time I've been working on this, I've never heard of list packing. We've had problems with management not putting people on the list and then... on their list, and then when it was brought to their attention they omitted some people, they would release a new list with the names that were brought to their attention added, and then they took away some others. So it's...
Well, this is Bill. We have the opposite problem at T. We have people that are staff, and they don't want to get staff ballots. They'd rather vote in the member elections, especially ones who are not on the air. But,
anybody
else have any specifics for the changes you want to make for this section?
Well, not changes, but your timer has been bad, and has not been paying attention to the time. So let me look here. Where are we on the calendar right now? We're just talking about how much time did you set aside? How much time did you set aside for a discussion of this report?
I didn't set any times.
Yeah, I don't see it there. Maybe that's why I was having a problem.
Okay.
No, but do you want to time this, or do you just want to let it go?
Well, I just like to make sure we finish going through the whole report.
Okay.
And I guess I'm sorry, I didn't ask. Does anybody else have anything else for the agenda? So, because it's okay with me to just basically spend the whole time on this, but okay.
I think we agree with you, Mr. Chair.
All right.
So, I have a couple of things that are on my mind.
Okay. Well,
one, I haven't seen any of the scans from the elections. I can't find where it's posted. Maybe we can get Les to fill us in. And the ballot mess up at BAI cost a lot of money. Who's responsible for that? I think whoever did it shouldn't be involved in our next election. And
well, there's a lot of concern about that, Wesley, and there's some different takes on who did what.
Well, obviously, they were incompetent or corrupt. I mean, a third possibility I can't think of.
Well, it's something that if we talk about, it should be done in executive session.
I think Wesley's point is a good one to say that that shouldn't ever happen again. That there's no question. I don't think the election committee can do anything about that, Wesley, but it's been noted, and believe me, that won't happen again.
Fantastic.
But Wesley does have a good point that it has happened in the past, too.
Yeah.
Maybe finally we got attention this time. I guess because it got bad enough.
Well, this was egregious.
Yeah.
And if we're going to talk about it, folks, because it could involve, and I'm not nailing anybody here, staff people, it should be done in an executive session.
Yeah, also, just to answer Wesley's other point, I did talk to Les last week. I think it was like Thursday or something like that, and I asked him if he could make sure all the scanned ballot images were put online, as was promised last year, and also the round-by-round results, STV results from Choice
Right.
Plus Pro. That was also promised last year. I think it just fell through the cracks. And I still haven't seen the LES reports or his report. He says his isn't finished yet. He didn't think the LES ones were either. I hope they don't forget about it completely, because we do need to get those reports out, because it's time to get started on the 2010 elections. And whatever recommendations they have, we need to be looking at them real soon.
This is Arlene. Les did tell me this week that he's working on that report, but that he's still a couple weeks away from finishing it, or some time away, I believe is what he said. And he said he's also been reminding the local election supervisors to finish theirs.
Okay, good. All right. Well, anything else on this staff and member section for now? I guess we can always come back to it if we have time, but I'd like to go on to these other recommendations. Okay, well, hearing nothing else, then we'll go on to the general recommendations for Pacific elections, that section of the report. There's just a bunch of miscellaneous things in here. Not sure if we should try to group them together. Let me explain a little bit to Arlene, and we might want to have some longer discussions later separately, too. But back in 2008, we had a lot of discussions about how to... Well, there were several problems that we're trying to address, and we ended up deciding that the best way might be to try to contract out all or most of the elections to a election vendor that had resources to pull from to help, get all the work done, and who would be perceived as being competent and impartial by hopefully all parties. And we got, I believe, unanimous agreement on the committee, didn't we, everybody, to do this? And we had we submitted that to the PNB. We had a request for proposals that we put together, which was also approved by the PNB, and it listed the statement of work listed a number of things that we want the vendors to do. It was like two sections, so they could bid on all of it or just one portion or another. And we got several proposals. We interviewed finalists, and we made a recommendation. But obviously, basically, you know, the PNB was busy with other things, and our recommendations kind of fell by the wayside, I guess. And Les was hired about 2 months late, and he had to really scramble to try to get things done. And he had to get the LESs hired really quickly, and I think he was really overworked. We're just trying to figure out ways of keeping that from happening again. And the last month we were talking about this, it seemed like everybody agreed that we should try this, we should push for this again to try to contract out as much of the election work as possible. Anybody have any other thoughts about that?
Well, of course, Anthony here. Of course,
yes.
Price tag matters much.
Yes.
Yeah, Carolyn here.
Yeah, Carolyn?
Yeah, we did talk about it, and I think that the key to a lot of this is going to be moving to the Internet, which means a network-wide move to collect email addresses and keep them updated. If we had a national development director, those email addresses would ultimately be used for fund drives at each station. But I think that we really have to coordinate efforts to collect email addresses. We just don't do enough of that. And I think it's really important that we do that. So that is network-wide and then filtered down to the station. And then the elections would be able to use those emails. But I don't think the elections committee or even the election supervisor should have the responsibility for collecting email addresses. That's a network-wide thing, and we need to get into the 21st century here and do something. So I think that a motion or whatever it is in this report would urge the PNB to make sure that the foundation moves on to the Internet. First step would be to collect email addresses from every single member or donor.
Sean, for the stack.
Okay, Sean, go ahead.
While I agree with Carolyn that the Internet is our way into the future and will save us a lot of money, we should begin to look at security concerns, which will undoubtedly be raised when we go to the Internet, and we should check on that. And I know this. I'm a former member of the California Secretary of State's Task Force on Touchscreen Voting, and it was probably the most divisive political issue I ever worked on. And there was at that time a lot of concern about Internet voting. I would be happy to talk to some of my friends who are much more expert on this than I am, because if we go the Internet way, we better be able to prove to people that their voting is secure and private, or else you will have more people saying it's a bad deal and a takeover and a rigged election, which I would like to avoid.
Carolyn again?
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, Carolyn?
Yeah, I think Sean's point is well taken. I think one of the things that we did come up with is that the savings for us...
Carolyn, you're fading out.
I'm sorry. One thing that we came up with would be that the savings for us would be in avoiding mailing those heavy, expensive information packets. So if we could do everything maybe but the ballot
right.
Could be in paper, but have the campaign statements and everything else online for anybody who wanted it, which would end up being about 80% of our electorate, I think, would be willing to use that. That would save us a small fortune.
Excellent suggestion.
Yes, we talked about that last year. Okay, well, you know, we did look at a number of proposals, and verification was a really big concern of mine, too. I think we were satisfied with the ones we recommended, but as Carolyn mentioned, we also considered, providing, using the Internet as much as possible for information and
right.
for replacement ballot requests and membership update, make it easier for people to update their address and anything that we could think of. It would simplify that, considering that, you know, over 80% of the people are not going to be voting anyway, I wish they would, but they're not, it is particularly wasteful to mail them all this information they're not going to use anyway, but Some people felt that it was helpful to motivate people to vote, to see all that, rather than require them to return a postcard or go to a website. But we also discussed maybe having some incentives. If we could come up with some that would not tend to promote certain groups from voting over other groups, but would give them incentives in that, you know, people could either get the information by mail upon request, or they could go to a website. And anyway, we can talk about details later if you're interested, Arlene. But it seemed like there was potential for cost savings, as well as maybe reducing the chances of lawsuits too. If we hired somebody whose job future business depends on doing things competently and impartially, and without any specific connections to Pacifica.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, John.
I think that Carolyn's idea has such merit. Should we consider including it in the report? That being the only thing we'll mail out will be the ballot. Everything else, by and large, would be available online. And here's the other question you have to ask yourself. It's a smaller and smaller number of people, but we do have people that don't, utilize the Internet. Is there a way we can guarantee them full participation if we went in this fashion?
Well, what we did last year, and I know you joined the committee after we did this, but we wanted to make sure everybody had equal access to the information. And of course, one way to do it is mail the whole packet to everybody that we've been doing, but that's also the most expensive. The other way would be to not mail anyone initially the whole packets. Send them a postcard, for example,
right?
And then they could choose by using the postcard to either go on the web and get information that way, or they could ask, return the postcard or something and get it in the mail. We'd have to make sure that there were incentives to get people to want to do that. But if this was coupled with on-air announcements at the same time and maybe some other incentives, I don't know. Give people reasons to do that. I think it would save a lot of money and just allow everybody that wants to vote to vote.
Absolutely.
Some of the details we can work out, but I think if you want to include a line about specifically about including paper, using paper ballots, but having other information not mailed to everybody, or something like that, or want to work on the wording with me.
Bill, it's Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy.
Just remember that we only have 6 people out of 15 on the committee right now. I don't know if it's a good idea to be being that specific on something for next year. I mean,
yeah.
Well, are these recommendations, I'm just trying to understand. It's not like we're making a motion that says this is how you have to do it. These are just recommendations, correct, Mr. Chair?
Well, obviously the PNB and, our management would have to make the final decisions on how this is going to be done. Correct.
Does that mean we couldn't put in a recommendation here because we just don't happen to have quorum?
Here's my take on it, if you want to hear it.
Please.
Okay, Wendy.
Bill has done all the work to write this report. This committee is basically just talking about Bill's report. We can elbow our friend Bill, since we can't approve his report because we don't have enough people on this meeting. You can appeal to Bill, because Bill is the chair of the committee, and he should, whether his people come to his committee meeting or not, that report's going to the PNB.
Right.
So, you can lobby him.
Well, I think we should take Wendy up on her sage advice, and you are now being officially lobbied, Bill, to include a line or two on Carolyn's rather wonderful idea. I think it's such a cost saver that we should include it.
I feel my arm twisting, and I'll be glad to do that. Okay.
Well, I disagree with it.
After I took your sage advice, really? Damn.
Well, we can consider doing this or something like that.
Not
that we're
not to get,
that's good.
not to get legalistic here, but before the report has any official status, doesn't it have to be passed by the committee at a meeting where the committee has quorum?
Well, it should. If the PNB decides to approve it anyway, I guess they could. But
yeah,
we probably should send it back to the committee next month, even if we have half the people might be new. I don't know who's going to be on it next.
Okay, I need to pull another rank here.
Okay.
I'm the chair of the Pacifica National Board Coordinating Committee for a couple more weeks, and we need to get reports from all committee chairs. It would be nice if they had gotten enough people to approve the chair's report, but if they didn't, it would still be helpful for the National Board to get a report from the committee.
Absolutely.
It's by the 22nd.
Oh, thank you, Arlene.
Okay.
Absolutely. I don't think a failure of quorum should stop us from presenting a report that the PNB can decide whether they want to accept it or not, whether it's, you know, been approved by the committee with quorum or not.
Right. Well, I'll be glad to
state... There's no motions in Bill's report.
Exactly.
Informational.
Like I said, these are recommendations, so, you know, I think it's a good idea to put Carolyn's idea of everything on the internet but the ballots. And if the body doesn't want to agree with me, fine, but I'm twisting your arm, Bill.
Well, I'll work on some wording and send it to all of you and then, you know, send it back, and I'll be glad to state that, you know, this was done without in a meeting where we didn't have quorum, and so we...
Just say, like, another interesting idea is this.
Right.
You know, we've talked to this. This isn't the first time this has ever come up.
Well, absolutely not.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we should also allow for a donation request in the envelope also.
Oh, yep. To offset. In fact, that's a very good thing, Wesley. I heard that we did quite well with our last request. Did anybody happen to know how much money came in along with the ballots?
No.
Which station are we talking
about? I heard it was substantial. We should check into that and see. Like, it defrayed a quarter of the cost or something of the elections.
You mean of all the stations put together?
I just heard this, and that might have been...
your station.
I'm not sure. I wouldn't want to venture there. But I'm not sure if Les mentioned it at some point or what, but I did hear that we got sizable donations included with the ballots, and it defrayed a quarter of the cost. Now, whether that's just one station or network-wide, I don't know. But we should know that, and that should be included in the report.
It should be in Les's report.
You know, or Les's report, or, you know, I don't know why we couldn't, if we could find out the correct facts, inserted here as a point, because at some point I remember Bill mentioning it here about defraying the cost. So, anyways, man, I heard it was considerable. Wish I could remember who exactly told me.
Well, I think I put in there something about have a more effective fundraising pitch. There was one put in, I know, for KPFT. It was, I think it's something Les wrote, and all the managers just put their names down. I'm not sure if it's the same for all the stations, but it was. But if we get to somebody that has more expertise in this area, we could probably get even more. And I'll be glad to just put something that we need to at least find out what we really made and see if there's ways of improving that. Okay, good idea. Thanks, Wesley and Sean and everyone. Other suggestions? You want to look through these general recommendations? Anything else you want to add or change or delete?
One threw me, but now I can't find it, which probably means I was just too tired last night when I was reading it.
Carolyn on the fact.
Yeah, go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, last year I think Les Radke made a remark that has stuck with me. He said, "You all in the Elections Committee pass wonderful resolutions. They just never have any peace."
Right.
And I think that getting the staff list, the unpaid staff list created at every single station by the managers, or else is really our first priority. We can't do anything without that. So I think it's just making sure as we go through this, even if we couch it and we haven't voted on it, that there be teeth for the PNB to look at and approve or disapprove. You know, I think the last motion was passed that general managers should create an unpaid staff list, and we gave them dates and all that. And I think the only penalty was that something will be entered into their personnel file. It has to be something more than that. It just is not going to happen without penalty. And the same with these other things. There have to be firm dates on these when we get around to, you know, firming up the draft with firm dates and penalties. Something has to happen if these things aren't done. The elections are the basis of the whole operation.
Okay. Anybody else want to comment on that? Arlene, do you have any suggestions or comments on that?
Not at this point, but I do agree that it is absolutely the key and that we've got to jump in on that very quickly and avoid the problems we had this year. It's going to take some research on my part to try to figure out exactly how we do that. And I'm open, I hope that anybody that's got, you know, suggestions will get those to me so that we can do everything in our power to make this happen, because that saves us costs and it saves us potential lawsuits the more accurate we can make these lists.
Okay. And I realize some of the suggestions may be specific for each station, but okay. Well, we could ask people from each station to send you their suggestions. Okay. Other comments on any of these general recommendations section?
It seems to me that these lists are one of the keys to some of the autonomy that the stations are looking for, and they should be jumping to try to make this happen well. And it doesn't appear to me that that's at least what happened this year, at least at some of the stations.
Right. And I'm sure you're familiar, there's different difficulties at some of the stations than others because of the unpaid staff organizations. According to the bylaws, they set their
right.
They determine who's a staff member, and if there's not an unpaid staff organization, then you have to have put in so many hours over the last 3 months, I believe.
What's been consistent is that it's been screwed up every year at every station, Arlene, and I know it's odd, but it's true.
It's better to laugh than cry, that's all I can say.
Okay. Let's do the other general recommendations section. One thing about the schedule, you know, even last year, we had, our goal was to get the National Election Supervisor hired by March, which is, you know, 2 months away, and that's still probably a good idea. And if we get a contractor to do it, we need to get the contractor selected and hired right away. So this really needs to start very quickly. The search for either an individual and let them do all the rest of the work like we've been doing in the past, or get a contractor or some combination. So I know everybody's busy with lots of other things, but this is one of the things that kind of kept falling through the cracks a year ago because there were so many other things going on, and then it was delayed, and then Les was playing catch up the whole time.
I'm trying to find, he gave me a suggestion on time the other day, and I've got too many notes, too many places, I'm sorry to say.
Okay. One thing, if you could look back at old data too, you know, we did pass a bylaws amendment a couple of years ago, which moved up the elections. And I think that was generally, everybody agreed, I think it was a good idea, I believe, because it was trying to avoid competing with the general city, state, national elections, for example, in November, and also maybe get them away from fund drives. But we still were not successful completely in getting our elections away from fund drives, so they were competing with each other. But, and also just to give the election supervisor more time.
Well, I think this was the first year under that new schedule, and
right.
See how well it worked?
I think it would have been worse if we hadn't done that, though. That's my personal
opinion. It's just always hard, and we just have to remember how hard, I think. It's hard to remember that.
Yeah. Okay, Sean, did you find out what you were, you couldn't locate yet?
What did I say I couldn't locate? I thought that was the language for the emotion on the collective. So did I say I was looking for something else?
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe it was something else. Maybe that was it. Okay.
Oh, no. I know, yeah. No, I was trying to find, there was something that threw me last night, but it's not jumping out at me, which, like I said, probably, I was reading it about, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever. It was late, so, anyways, it didn't jump back out at me.
Okay. Well, let me jump down to the bottom, the last section, and we can go back if you want. There's some technical issues. Some of these, I think, would probably be resolved almost automatically if we hire an election vendor that does this stuff all the time. You know, for instance, the design of the ballots and the return envelopes and all that sort of thing. But if we don't do that, then Les will probably put a lot of this in his report. But every time we redesign the ballots or have something else, and you know, there's new little problems that come up, and so we just need to be careful to make notes of the glitches that came up.
I'm assuming we use different colored ballots for the different races, correct? I'm trying to remember.
I think there was a problem with some of the, maybe it was the replacement ones, I forget, but the envelopes really need to be color-coded or somehow,
right,
somehow identified which is staff. I think Les was able to figure out some way, I don't know, from looking at a, I don't know what he looked at, but I think they were the same color in this last election. So it made it hard to determine when there was quorum. Once you open them up, you can tell, of course, but...
Oh, yes, that was a big issue. That was a big issue. Mm-hmm.
Did you have problems determining quorum at WBAI, Carolyn?
We couldn't eyeball them the way we had the first time. You know, as the envelopes got stacked, the first time we just sorted them into, I think, it was yellow and white or blue, something like that. They were color-coded, but this time they were not.
Okay.
So we had to wait until they were opened before we knew if
right.
We had the quorum. Mm-hmm. That is wasteful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's an easy fix. Just make sure you use differently colored envelopes.
You know, I'm not sure if everybody has seen it. I think it's on our Yahoo Groups archive, but we could send it to Arlene and any new people to the committee, like Sean, sort of new. The request for proposals that was public, of course, that we put out about a year ago. I don't know if that would be helpful in looking over, thinking about which of these things we might want to try to do again, what we might want to contract out, and of course we need to collect it less. I think my guess is that he probably would have liked having some help, but it was. The time was so short, he didn't have time to go through and arrange for contracts and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, some of this is hard to discuss without seeing Les's report, because I'm sure that when we do that, it's going to answer a lot of our concerns and questions. So.
Right. So we
I'm punting right now,
month.
Guys.
Okay, other comments, anybody? On this last section, I guess, for now? Did I get all the technical issues? It seemed like there were more, but I couldn't think of any when I was writing this up.
I tell you, you took good notes, Mr. Chair. You didn't get all of them. You got most of them.
Yes, I think Les's report will be the final check. You know, we'll look at that and see if there's anything missing. But this is pretty comprehensive, though.
Yeah, my hat's off to you, William.
Okay, well, I was taking notes, and then Neosh sent me some notes, and I think Anthony did, and I forget who else. And some of this was from 2 or 3 meetings that we've had collecting.
Mine
was problem areas.
Blood somewhere.
Okay.
Well, Bill, this is Wendy.
Yes.
So I've, as your secretary, I just have to say that what the minutes so far consist of is the roll call, the time we started, and that... the committee went over the draft election committee report by Bill Crozier. I haven't written down any. There's been no changes, right?
We Well, we've had a few suggestions for changes. I've been trying to take some notes, but I'm...
Well, there's no motions, and so anyway, that's what we did. We talked about the report. Okay, I can add, and committee members made suggestions to the chair.
Right.
Okay.
And you got them right, Bill. So.
Yeah, and I think I do.
You'll send it
revise
out.
This and send it back out to everybody, and hopefully you can look over it and see if there's anything else you can think of before we send it on to the PNB and Arlene. Do you want me to present this at the meeting, Arlene? I'm on the PNB now, so I don't know if, or just do you want to do it in writing? I don't know how you want to handle this at the meeting in D.C.
We'd like to include a report in the booklet, hopefully.
Okay.
And then, are you going to be you'll be at the meeting, right?
Yes.
The protocol has been for the PNB member on the committee to present it, but I think last time there was no time and there was no oral presentation. They were just included in the book and referred to. So
I was telling you that you had to have this in the book, they probably won't have time to get to it. And there won't be...
what I was wondering.
There won't be a committee yet at that point because they'll have to, every station will have to be electing new people. But
right.
It'd be really good to have your report in that book, and we need it by the 22nd.
Yeah,
right, okay.
And I think it would be very good to make people really aware of it, Bill, for you. If you can, get on the agenda and give a little report and lay it out, because it's one thing when you go to somebody, hey, it's in the book, read it, and maybe they do and maybe they don't. But if you got up and gave a verbal report, that would stick in people's mind and also show that it's a very serious issue with us. So I would suggest, if it's possible, to get on that agenda and give a committee report, even if it's just 10 minutes. Because it really is. These are our elections, folks. This is how we, run our governance and elect our people. And if we don't make a big deal about it to the new members, like everything else, it'll be slowly forgotten about until the next election. So I would suggest some kind of verbal report to the PNB.
Well, one way to guarantee some time for a bill would be not to pass it in committee.
And the PNB will have to address it and pass it. In other words, they can't accept it unless they pass it, I think. I just want to remind the directors on the call what all goes on at this first meeting of the year. It's very much about housekeeping. And,
no, I agree.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to say our hands are very busy, but again, if we don't have some kind of report, or perhaps at the next meeting, but then we lose 3 months. And I'd like to read this report. And I just think it's unless you start walking them through it, most of them don't.
Well, maybe he can read it, but, there's also going to be another meeting in another week on the phone. So, I bet. I'm just guessing.
That's true.
Probably
no,
right.
No, yeah, that's a very good point.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Did somebody else join us? I heard a beep.
Somebody fell off, I think.
Or did somebody fall off,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, I will try to get with Les also. I think he has some different opinions on certain things. I don't know. I'm not sure about the contracting part, for example, but I don't know what he feels would be workable or best or not, but I'll try to get with him before the deadline for you, the 22nd. I did send this to him yesterday, but he may not have had time to go over it. And is he going to be, he's not going to be in D.C., I guess, is he?
No.
Because he probably wouldn't have time to be on the agenda either. Okay. Just want to remind everybody, the time is growing short. The elections are coming up really quick, and so we need to be making decisions pretty quickly, mm-hmm. or the PNB does, about any changes need to be made on the elections. And Arlene will have to be making a decision pretty soon about the new national election supervisor. And unless Les has changed his mind, he told me and he's told several people he doesn't want to do this again. So,
yeah. Only an enforcement of our political system, huh?
Yeah. But like we were saying, I think if we could get the lists fixed, You know, Casey mentioned this, and Les mentioned it his previous time he was NES, and other, you know, if we could get the membership and the staff list fixed, at least mostly fixed, it would really make it a lot easier for everybody.
That's right.
Especially the NES and the LASs.
Agreed.
Well, anybody have any other suggestions or comments on any of the report or anything else we want to talk about?
No, could it be a meeting? It's over, oh my goodness, in an hour and a half?
Do we want to set a tentative date for the next meeting? I don't know. I mean,
no.
Presumably somebody else might convene it, and I don't know who's even going to be on the committee, so I'm not sure it's appropriate even to set a date, but...
That's what I say. It's not appropriate.
You know, my experience, though, is that it's better to set one and change it than not set it at all. I mean, if you just pick the third Monday forever, and then the next group can change it, but at least you'll have a target, you know, for the next meeting.
Yeah, let's have something, because then the group would have to meet just to have to schedule a meeting.
Right. I would suggest that, even though I may not, you know, be on the committee at all. So it doesn't matter to me, but just it's always much easier if there's a set date.
Okay. Well, if I convene the committee, I'm not sure who's going to convene the meeting. You know, I'll be glad to suggest that. I'll send it to everybody. Because somebody may want to be on the committee who has a conflict on Monday, so we might have to change it anyway. Mm-hmm. But okay, we'll tentatively think about the third Monday.
Is that the 15th, Mr. Chair?
Let me see.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. The 15th.
Right, 15th of February.
Well, I would tentatively schedule it, and if they want to change it, they're more than, you know, I'm more than happy to let them do it.
Yeah. Okay.
And by the way, I think, don't you, whether you're on the committee or not, Mr. Chair, aren't you supposed to convene the first one and then we elect a new chair and then they take over? Isn't that how it works?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's no rule. It's been done every way. I mean, if Bill would do it, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you're going to have enough members by February, whatever. But try it, you know. It usually takes the stations at least, I don't know, 6 weeks to elect their people if you're on them all the time making them do it.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, I don't want to tell you the horror story we went through on this, and we still haven't elected our people, but that was just because of the lack of effective time management.
Yeah.
Well, we're hoping to elect all our people Wednesday of this week at our LSP meeting.
Oh, good.
So that's... It's a goal. I don't know. We'll try. I think we did that last year. I think the last couple of years we've elected them in January.
Well, KPFK spent 4 hours and only elected its P&B members. I was rather perturbed by that. We should have gotten through all four of our housekeeping tasks, so it's going to be carried over. We got a continued agenda.
Oh, you trying to do it all in one meeting?
Well, we were hoping that we could do that, elect the P&B committee members, the LSB committee members, and then set up the schedule. We did that the year before and literally did that in one meeting. It was our hope, but it didn't work out that way. And I'll stop right there. I don't want to assess blame or anything. It's, you know, you're dealing with a new body and new people, so these things happen, but we're going to now have to go into February with a continued meeting and try to get them through just the housekeeping tasks.
Well, I encourage all of you at all the stations to try to get your committees, especially this one, selected really soon because, like I said, we have some things we're going to need to be doing really quickly on elections for this year.
Right. Can I ask who's thinking, who's on the board? I'm seriously thinking about coming back to elections. Are you, Bill, and anybody else?
Yes, I'm interested.
Anybody else who's going to be on the P&B?
No, I'm turned down, so, and I don't know who's interested at BAI, actually.
And also, remember, you don't have to be on the P&B. You can be an interested member, correct, if you're on the LSB?
Right, I wasn't on the P&B.
Yeah, right. So because this is really, I consider this one of the most governance in this and finance to be the big three, and I'm not belittling all the good work that everybody else does on their committees.
I agree.
Well, anything else we need to decide or talk about tonight? We can keep chatting if you want.
No, I want to hang up.
Yeah.
But I do want to thank you, Bill, for doing a wonderful job this year, sometimes under difficult circumstances. And I just want to say thanks, man.
Yes, Bill, I appreciate it, too. It's been a pleasure to be on the committee and not be the chair and have you as the chair.
Well,
yeah,
we had some
really
good chairs in the past, Garland. Yeah. And, well, thank you all for participating and at your local stations as well as on this committee and the PNB and wherever, and hope you'll continue participating even if you're not on this committee next year or this year.
Look forward to working with you on the PNB, Bill.
Yeah.
Take care, everybody. Are we over? Are we adjourned? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Any objections?
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Good night.
Thank you all,
Bye,
and
Bill.
Thank you, John. Thanks, Arlene, for joining us.
Are we going off the feed now?
Yes.
Yes.
Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Night.